Last week, we asked you to tell us about your memorable summer jobs, and wow, you did not disappoint us.
No, we received hundreds of emails, and they're still coming in.
We have stories detailing plum picking, mango picking, truly itchy business, by the way, apricot cutting.
We heard from not one, but two former vacuum cleaner salesmen, and we learned about unique summer jobs like sewer smoking.
Sewer smoking?
Evidently, using smoke to find leaks in city sewers is sewer smoking.
Ah, okay. Well, here's a story that is the stuff of anxiety dreams. Nancy Overman of Vienna, Virginia, writes about her first summer job at the age of 14. Hurricane Agnes hit my hometown of Painted Post, New York, on the last day of school in 1972. Our school had been inundated, and I was hired to help clean it up. Nancy tells of dragging waterlogged desks and chairs into the sun and of working through piles and piles of combination locks. My job, Nancy explains, to sort through the wet and muddy tags to find the tags with partially readable numbers and then try every missing number to find the working combination. She says she figured out about half of them.
Well, here's a story from Tom Pensabene of Omaha, who worked as an electrician's helper in New York City in 1971. Tom writes this. First summer assignment was at the McGraw-Hill building. As the building was going up, welders cut holes in the floor every 8 to 10 inches for wires that would be pulled later. My job all summer was to put rubber protectors on the ducts, or as I told friends, I put rubbers on ducts all summer. Tom says, I started around the 8th floor and worked up to the 47th. I was so glad when summer ended. Next summer, I get assigned back to McGraw-Hill, and by then all the wiring was pulled. My job was to put the covers over the same ducts. Payback, I figure, for a truly bad pun.
Oh, my. A few months ago, I asked author Paul Dixon to tell me about the summer job that influenced him the most. And it turns out in the late 1950s, on break from classes at Wesleyan, he had a factory job at the Otis Elevator Company.
And every time when I would go back to school, the professor would say, where did you work last summer? And I'd say, Otis Elevator. And they'd say, this horrible professorial laugh. Ha, ha, ha. I'll bet that had its ups and downs. I had to suffer that for 2 years. And those were the days before internships. And then you really got jobs.
And what were you doing?
I was doing different things. I was an assembly line stocker, which was an amazing job.
Hard work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, assembly line stocking, you were running around getting parts. And the person would call out a number. And you didn't know they were going to call out for a box of screws or a side panel. And if you didn't move fast enough, the assembly line would stop, and you would be like a demon for the whole place. I mean, everybody got to stop, and a lot of people were being paid on sort of a productivity level, and the foremen were and everything. So
it's that college kid.
Yeah, yeah, it was real work, and I loved it. I just feel like today kids don't have the opportunity to actually know what blue collar, demanding, piecework kind of jobs are like. It's made me different. It made me less of an elitist, I guess.
Writer Paul Dixon talking about the summer job that had the most influence on him, stocking the assembly line at the Otis Elevator Plant in Yonkers, New York.
Send us your stories about the summer job that had a big influence on you at npr.org. Click on Contact Us and make sure summer job is in your subject line.